What do you reckon about wearing heels if you've arthritis of the hip? Good idea or bad? Well, David Hunter has the answer. David is Professor of Rheumatology at the University of Sydney and the Colling Institute. And his special interest is the most common form of arthritis, yet the one about which probably least is known, osteoarthritis. Welcome back to the Health Report, David.
Thanks very much, Norman.
Why the study?
Well, for many people out there in the community, they have pain in their hip. They don't know what causes it, and we set about to try to understand what factors might cause exacerbations of pain. And shoe wear was one of them, but in addition to that, we were interested in sleep and fatigue and activity and weather and sexual activity. But we found this finding, and it was kind of converse to what we anticipated we would find.
So what did you do in the study?
We recruited about 250 people with osteoarthritis of the hip, and we followed them for 3 months, and we assessed them every 10 days during that three-month period. And we compared the time periods when they had a pain episode with time periods when they didn't have pain in their hip, and assessed to see what triggers might have predisposed them to have an exacerbation of their pain. And in this particular study, we were assessing heel height and the types of shoes people were wearing. And what we found is that when people were wearing higher heels compared to time periods when they weren't wearing higher heels, so more than 2.5 or 5 centimeter heels, their odds of having an exacerbation of pain in their hip was halved. When they had high-heeled shoes on.
Now, it's not a randomised trial, it's observational, but nonetheless, that's quite a lot.
Yeah, no, it's quite profound. It's a case crossover studies, and it obviously, I think, needs to be demonstrated in other study settings as well.
Why should this be the case? I mean, you've heard, you know, you constantly hear how high heels are poison for your joints.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily countering that, particularly for feet and ankles and knees. The mechanics of the high heels and the impact they have on those other joints is not great. But from the hip perspective, our theory would be that it changes the tilt and alignment of the pelvis and the lumbar spine. So it shifts the contact stress and pressure in one area of the hip and moves it to another area that potentially is not as damaged. So thereby the person experiences less pain.
So in an observational study like this, where you find this, you've got to look for other clues that it might be cause and effect rather than something else that's going on. People might be, you know, dolled up to go out for an evening feeling better, and therefore they don't feel, male or female, don't feel, and feel good about themselves. And so it's not really related to the high heels at all. So the way to get through that, one of them is that is a dose relationship. So the higher the heel or the longer you wear the heels, the less pain. Did you find a dose effect?
We did actually find a dose effect. So we didn't actually have enough people in the greater than 5 centimeter heel to actually demonstrate whether the higher heel had a bigger effect.
So six-inch stilettos did not cut it. You can't comment on six-inch stilettos.
No, we didn't have enough of those, unfortunately. But we did find a dose effect as far as the duration of time a person wore their heels for. And so that compared with when they were wearing it for more than 6 hours, compared to when they didn't wear heels, they had a third of the odds of experiencing exacerbation of pain in their hip. So there was a dose response as far as time's concerned, but I don't know about the six-inch stilettos yet. We'll have to work on that one, Norman.
Well, I look forward to you being the guinea pig, Professor Hunter. Well, if this is right, what can blokes do?
Well,
I mean this could be quite discriminatory.
No, not necessarily. There are a number of shoes out there that blokes can wear if they are height deprived that have higher heels. So I don't know that this is necessarily just a gender specific effect, albeit osteoarthritis is obviously much more common in women than it is in men. So the message here is probably more pertinent given the gender specificity of the disease. But men can still get higher heels if they truly wanted to do that as well. But I think before we generalize, I think we definitely need to demonstrate this in another study. And potentially in a trial setting.
And did they get sorer knees?
We don't know that. So I can't honestly say, but if...
Has anybody actually studied this in knee arthritis? I mean, it's anecdotal, but it's anecdotal in hip arthritis as well, that hips make it worse. So that you've countered that.
We've assessed this at the knee level as well and found that high heels were not great for knees as far as pain exacerbation is concerned. So if a person has both knee and hip pain, you're probably better off not following this little line of advice.
You studied sex. Are you prepared to divulge what happens with sex?
So that's in the works, Norman. So we're interested in what particular sexual positions and sexual what impact hip osteoarthritis has on sexual function and the satisfaction it might have for a person's partner. And at this point, too soon to say.
Too soon to say. Okay. And sleep, same thing?
Sleep and fatigue both exacerbate pain exacerbations of the hip, as does poor mood. And in addition to that, not surprisingly, hip injury.
But sleep after sex will have to wait.
Yeah.
David, yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much, Norman. Great to be along.
Just destroyed his career. David Hunter is Chair of Rheumatology at the University of Sydney and the Colling Institute of Medical Research.